I'm Steve Clark, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. Back in June, at a Black Lights and Owls event for Virginia Master Naturalists at the VCU Rice Center in Charles City County, WCVE producer Peter Solomon and I, tagged along with Dr. Art Evans' entomologist, toured the burgeoning insect collection there, and afterwards, Art Evans talked to us about the ethics of collecting insects.
Get me started in building a research collection here, a research and teaching collection.
These are actually specimens that I collected last year at the Blacklight and Owls event, and we just had two really good nights, and so I just tried to grab one of everything. But the idea is that we'll have a synoptic collection representing every species that's found on this property, which is, you know, several lifetimes of work. I'll never do it all. But there are collections like this in Europe, nearly 300 years old, and so if you keep them dry and out of direct light, they'll last forever. Carolus Linnaeus, who started our system of classification for plants and animals, for that matter, his collection is still extant. They still are in good enough shape that we use those specimens as placeholders. If we want to verify the identity of a species, we can go back to his collection and do that with many species.
How do you feel when you're killing an insect to put in your collection?
Oh, I love it. I can feel, I start to salivate.
You're like Hannibal Lecter of the insect world.
My heart starts to pound wildly. I feel terrible about it. Over time, I don't think a lot about it, but I'm very selective in what I take. I don't take the same thing over and over again. I do give it some thought, and I don't watch them. You know, I put them in the jar, and I tuck them away, and then they're gone, and then I take them out. Unlike other animals, you have to have these specimens in hand in order to study them and identify them. It's not like birds. Butterflies and dragonflies are like birds. You can look at them through binoculars. They have very good field characters. So generally speaking, you don't need to kill them in order to figure out what they are. But beetles, everything is internal, with rare exception. And so you have to have at least a sampling on hand that you have full access to. I try to be as respectful and make sure that it's as humanely as done as possible. You know, in the field guide, there actually is a section on the ethics of collecting insects. And I make the point that there's a lot to be learned about insect collecting. And insect collecting should be looked at as a tool of conservation, not of death and destruction. It's because we have insect collections that we know what we do about insects and where they are and which ones are imperiled and which ones we need to protect and which ones are doing fine. And this is how we learn about them. But collectors are very poor insect predators. I mean, what a collector can go and do in a day is a fraction of what a bird or another animal would be doing to eat these things, and it's even less than what a car does every time it drives up and down the highway, just, you know, grinding them up on the radiator, or these darn bug zappers or pesticides that people just unthinkingly spray on everything in their yards. No collector is ever going to do that kind of damage. All those things kill infinitely more insects than a collector who's trying to study and these animals and try and find out about them and share that information with the public.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.